case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
There was a period of time in primary school when I was riding my bike to school. You know, Mum was going in early because during primary school, I went to the same school as my mother. Didn't have any classes, anything like that with her, but I did have to go to the same school as my mother, but she would leave quite early. I was young and stubborn. I didn't want to go that early, so I would end up riding my bike to school. Mm. On the route to school, there was a few hot. There was a few. Sorry, the term, but hot spots for magpies.
Oh,
a few
yes.
Big trees where you're kind of looking around, and there were times where I would get swooped. Probably 70% of the journey to school.
Oh, that's horrible.
By different magpies. This is not the one magpie with a grudge. It was different magpies. And it got me thinking about when does magpie swooping season actually kind of start? Because I know it's during like around the springtime because I remember during my birthday in November, there's magpies all over the place in Coffs Harbour. But magpie season, magpie swooping season has actually begun a little early this year.
Well, I know that last year it was an interesting thing because it usually had to do with like the temperature, and because temperatures yes. are going up and down and they're like getting warmer earlier and colder yes. later,
well,
that affects the breeding, which is why they swoop.
That's exactly right. And
look at me knowing science.
Look at that. Look at you go. That's exactly right. It may not feel like it down here in Ballarat, but it actually has been a warmer winter over Australia and across the nation, which has promoted magpies to begin their swooping season, having babies early, with cyclists and pedestrians being urged to take precautions to avoid the wrath of the swoopers.
This is what annoys me. And the reason that I know so much about magpie swooping season is, I think I've mentioned this slightly on the show before, I am petrified of birds.
Yes.
Like, cannot deal with them.
I hate magpies.
Any way, shape or form, can't deal with birds. Like, even pigeons give me the creeps.
Mm-hmm.
And so I, touch wood, have never been swooped by a magpie, which is very lucky because I think I would have a full-blown panic attack if it happened.
Yes.
And so during spring, I am very cautious of where I walk, and I am that person who is on, like, the magpie swooping Facebook pages and trying to see where ones are to make sure I avoid them.
Well, this is the thing. I would always have a lot of people thought, what's your strategy going in against the magpies when you're riding to school? I always just did the zip tie. You know, mm-hmm. you would have the zip ties poking up out of the helmet. Some people said, oh, googly eyes, because the magpies are scared of you if you make eye contact with them.
I've heard that one a lot. There's a couple of different ideas that have been used, and I've seen a few different videos of people trying out these different tactics, and none of them have ever worked.
An older woman who used to walk past, we had a magpie in our street that would swoop, and an older woman who used to walk past our place every couple of days to go to the shops, she would carry an umbrella. Even if it was rainy, sunny, cloudy, whatever, she would just have an umbrella. And that's the smart way. Over the time that she bought the umbrella, though, there were rips starting to occur,
oh God.
to occur in the umbrella.
The only way that I have ever seen actually work to prevent swooping, this happened at my old workplace. We had a lovely guy that worked there who befriended the magpies throughout the year. So he would go out and feed them, and it was really cute, actually. And I would watch him do it because I'm not going out there near the magpies. But I would watch him, and he would feed them bits of apples, and he'd go and sit with them, and he would sing to them. Like, he was really one with the magpies. And so when it came to breeding season, they didn't swoop us.
Mm.
And they lived in our car park as well. So they didn't swoop us, they didn't touch us, because he befriended them.
That's good. He's the kind of, he's the gateway between you and the magpies.
He's the magpie whisperer.
Exactly. I'm quite triggered by magpies. If I hear a sound during swooping season, I'm really triggered. But one thing I am worried about is with people who are also triggered by magpies, you may hear this promo on Power FM.
Josh and Maddie, 100% Ballarat.
I don't know if you noticed in there was a little
there's a magpie.
There's a magpie.
The first time I heard that, I was like, why are we putting magpies with our shows? No.
There's going to be people, like, ducking in their cars, like,